This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Mike remembers a night full of lies and underage drinking.
And
you're not running faster
than
when somebody's chasing you with a gun.
Holy ass. I've never ran. I was like 200 something pounds. I've never ran that fast.
I've never ran at that point.
I'm like using new muscles. I'm sweating in places I've never sweat before. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? So this was 2009. I want to say 2009. I was 17. Okay. A little backstory to it. So when I was 16, my brother got married. My brother had a really good friend. Let's call him Jim. So when my brother got married, Jim was so used to hanging around the house and like hanging out with the family and everything that he would still come by. So I was 16 and my brother was 23. He's a couple years older. Okay. So he was over 21. Really the only point. So flash forward, I'm 17. And I have my two buddies, my three buddies. It's Jim, me, and two buddies from high school. I just don't want to get into names. I had dated a girl who went to a different high school. And through her, I met her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like not Northville, but like the Novi Northville. Just
A little well off.
Good
families. More money.
Super snobby, but in the dumbest ways.
Yeah, Starbucks, Ugg boots.
Like, we went to Garden City, so, I mean, it wasn't like they were hanging out with, like, upper-class people when they hung out with us.
it was downgrade.
Yeah, they were weird kids. So, 17 years old. We would hang out with these girls, and Jim would hang out with us. So, we went to one party, I think the party that we met them, and, like, we just had beer. Like, it was not hard for us to find beer at all. Jim would always stock up, and we'd be drinking all the time.
Jim sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, so throughout high school, it was really simple for me to drink.
We all need a Jim in our lives.
Yeah, y'all need a Jim. Not as dumb as our Jim, but you need a Jim.
Most Jims are dumb.
Yeah, so we were hanging out with this group of girls, and we were drinking. So they started hitting us up after that point. For beer and for booze, whatever they were drinking at the time.
So you guys became a Jim.
We became her connection to Jim. Jim's the middleman. Well, yeah, I'm the middleman.
Yeah. You're the middleman to Jim for these rich white girls.
Jim's the Pablo Escobar of PBR.
Pablo Escobar.
Escobar. Pablo BR Escobar.
The P in PBR stands for Pablo.
So these girls start frequently hitting us up like every weekend.
Jesus.
To hit us up. So, and then like we would hang out with them, bullshit with them, drink with them, whatever. And so we got invited to their friend Kathy's birthday party. And we're like, oh, how old is she? She's like, oh, she's 19. She's mm-hmm. turning 19. We're 17. We're like, all right, cool. She's probably out of high school, whatever. Yeah. So we get there and first things first. Alarm should have gone off, because they're like, "Yeah, our parents are out of town. Like, we have the house to ourselves, mm-hmm. and like, not a problem." And we're like, "All right,
oh wow, this is gonna be a sweet party."
Yeah, well, that's what we think. We think it's gonna be fucking awesome. And so we show up to this like super nice, like really big,
really way nicer than your house.
Yeah,
just like what these exist.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm saying is they were like middle class houses.
No,
these huge houses. And so we show up, and me, Jim. Two friends, Lando and Tony. So it's me, Jim, Lando, and Tony.
Okay.
And so we pull up to this party. We have a bunch of people. They told us ahead of time to get beer. We're going to Kathy's house to meet up with these girls. So we're sitting here. We pull up, and we get a text. Hey, park down the street and text us when you're here. We're like, all right, well.
Pretty kosher, right?
Yeah.
A couple minors with some beer.
Not a problem.
You know,
so we
take a little walk, put in the backpack.
We show up. Now Jim's 23 at this point, so Jim's older.
Yeah, so he's like creepy.
It's kind of weird.
He should have just stayed at the 7-Eleven.
It's kind of weird. He's going to what we think is a 19-year-old's birthday party, but he's going with a bunch of 16 or 17-year-olds.
Oh, man, that's so weird.
It was
like
really weird. But I mean, like, Jim's a good guy. There's nothing weird about it.
It wasn't weird because he knew him well.
Yeah, but it was a family friend.
It just sounds so bad.
It does. On paper, it sounds terrible. Weird. And we have to sneak in. They're like, hey, you have to, like, come in, but come in through the back door. And we're like, okay, whatever. We thought your parents were out of town. We're thinking that it's going to be like a party, right? There's no cars. There's no cars anywhere. So we walk into this house, beautiful basement, everything's cool. There was the basement. There was a back door.
It's like
in the basement.
Finished basement.
Yeah,
too,
it was like
and
a finished
everything.
Basement. It was really cool. Yeah.
And take your shoes off.
Yeah, we did. We had to take our shoes off in the basement. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. kind of family is this?
I don't know. It was crazy.
Going to the basement.
Why?
Gotta take my shoes off? That's the point. Like, I would just go out of my way to leave my shoes on because I'm too lazy to take them off.
Yeah. We have like two cases of beer and like a fifth on us. We have a lot. We have a lot of stuff. And there's only six of us. Like, it's us four.
So you're not at a party. You're
Kathy.
You're at a get together.
And there's eight of us. And Kathy's two friends. One of which was this random ass guy named Jared.
It's always a
so
Jared.
So Jared is talking to Kathy. I forgot the connection. But so Jared's just there. And they're like, hey, so this is the deal. It's her birthday, but we're going to, we're just hanging out. Let's just drink. Let's just play waterfall and drink. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, like, aren't your parents out of town? Why are we all secret? She's like, oh, no. Well, my parents are out of town, but my uncle's staying here. My uncle Bill is staying here. And like, oh.
Oh, so there's adults.
Okay. And they're
and
like,
Jim.
And they're like, yeah, and Uncle Bill is kind of like unstable. So we're sitting here like,
what?
You just invited a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
And his and like
and his friends, creepily younger friends.
Cuz we knew him, but they invited Jim.
Yeah.
And so we just came with Jim. So that's what was weird. We're like, "All right, this is odd." So Uncle Bill is staying with us. He's watching the house, making sure we don't have a party. We're like, okay, well, why are you telling us this?
If someone opens like, with that, it's not going to be good.
So we're like, all right, whatever. And she's like, and my sister's here too. She's like, she's 21, but she's going to school to be a nun. And there can't be drinking. Okay, then what do you want us to do? She's like, whatever we do, we just have to hide the cans. The night continues. We're quiet. We're drinking. Drinks are had. We're still getting a little louder. At this point, we were hammered.
So yeah, so you're just not paying attention to how loud you guys are.
And then we got loud. So we'll have a beer, we'll slam it, we will go hide it.
Yeah.
And so we like
so
we
her
were,
uncle doesn't even know you're in
no,
the house.
He doesn't even know we're in the house. The sister knows we're there, but doesn't think we're drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
So the sister comes downstairs periodically and she'll like look around. She won't find anything because we hid the cans and we hid them really well.
Where did you hide the cans? Oh, wait. Should we save this to the end?
No, I'll tell you now. So there was a toy chest. There was a wall, like a library-sized wall of shelves of DVDs. And they were all like extended. So we lined up cans behind the DVDs at first.
What?
At first. We were just hiding them.
Yeah, that's a good
idea.
We
started getting more drunk and think it'd be funny to hide them in places that Kathy would have no idea.
Okay.
So we opened up the toy chest that obviously hasn't been opened in like... In like 10 years. Because there's old toys like Barbies and shit.
Pogs.
Yeah, and Pogs.
That's my first. That's my go-to.
A bin full of Beanie Babies.
We hit them in the Beanie Babies. The 90s toy chest.
Actually, I think there were Beanie Babies.
I mean, everybody, if there's a tub in a middle class white family's
toy chest
that hasn't been opened in 10 years,
there's
Beanie Babies.
So we start stashing them in the toy chest, but like not on top where it would be easy to clean up. We like dug around the toys and we're stashing them. We'd hide them in the bathroom. We'd hide them under the sink. We would hide them in just random places where you would not think of looking. Something happened. I forgot. Someone spilled something or something. Moral of the story, the girls were drunk. They got loud.
Oh,
sister comes downstairs, sees beer spilt all over the place. Oh, and we're like, okay. And then she looks
Party's
at us.
Party's over.
She looks at us and goes, how dare you drink in this house? When we got there, she asked Jim how old he was. Because he looked older, and he's like, "Oh, I'm 19," and she got all weirded out. She's like, "You're 19? Why are you here? Like, why are you here if you're 19?" And we're like, "Well, it's her 19th birthday. It's not her 19th birthday. It's her 17th birthday."
What? Even
we're
weirder.
Like,
why lie?
Why would you lie?
And if you're gonna lie,
why not pick a more?
Say you're 21, and then it won't be weird.
No, that's
like that would be what,
yeah.
If, why
so,
2 years
so
older?
He says
that's
that he's 19. She lied to us and said she was turning 19 and she's turning 17.
Just to get
so
beer.
Yeah. All right. Well, what the fuck? So she's like, you guys need to leave, but you guys can't drive. And he's like, oh, well, I'll call my mom. Mm-hmm. That was his first, I'll call my mom to come pick us up. You need to call your mom now. So he's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't. And she's waiting for him to call.
Yeah, she's like watching him call. It's weird.
And he's like, okay. So he picks up his phone and he calls my mom. And he's like, hey, I'm going to need you to come pick us up. We are at this place. We just need you to come pick us up as soon as possible. What happened? It's cool. I'll call you in a minute and explain.
Yeah.
Hangs up. My mom knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
Knew where we were going. Knew that we weren't dumb enough to do anything. Well, we were dumb, but we weren't going to get hurt. We weren't going to get arrested either.
Right.
For the most part.
We weren't going to do anything stupid.
Yeah.
So like she knew you were drinking and everything.
And like he was kind of laughing. So she heard him laughing. So she kind of knew like, all right, maybe let's wait a minute and pan out. She didn't jump to conclusion.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, she's going to call us when she's here. So she goes upstairs and Jim's like, all right, guys, we got to go now. Like, mm-hmm. We have to go right now. And Kathy is like, all right, okay, well, I'll show you out. Like, let's go. Like, you guys need to go. So we're leaving. And we're all saying goodbyes outside. And then we just hear yelling. We're like, what the fuck?
What?
Like, why the fuck are people yelling? And then we hear like stuff getting thrown around. Like, what the fuck's going on? Like, dude, we gotta go.
Yeah, like
and,
it's like time to leave.
And Jim's like good, but our one buddy was really drunk and he's like, whoa, shit, hold on one second.
I gotta see this.
I gotta find out what's going on. But he's like, hold on. Let's wait up a second. And there's a stairway outside. If you're staring at the house, right in front of you is a hill. The house is up a hill. And then behind you is just a field with huge gardens. I'm not talking like, oh, there's a couple bushes. Hey, cool. I'm talking like sculpted hedges. Like there was a swan we ran.
Holy shit.
We saw there was
I've
like,
never been in
there
a place
shit.
So nice that they were like
dude, it was
sculpted
to the
bushes.
It was to the point of like the corn maze in The Shining. Like that field in the backyard that's just
oh
like that
God.
Maze stripe. It was dude, it was
so
intense
creepy.
Out there. So we're saying goodbyes. My buddy's drunk. And then they're like, you have to take Jared with you.
Oh, Jared.
And we're like, Jared.
Damn it, Jared.
And at this point, we've been fucking around with Jared. We're like, Jared. But Jared was supposed to stay the night there.
You've never met Jared, right?
No,
you don't
Jared.
Even know who Jared
never
is.
Never met Jared.
That
so
was your responsibility.
They look at us. They look at us, and Jared looks at us, and he goes, he's like, hey, I like, let me come with you for like, we'll leave for like a half hour. And then you can come back and drop me off. And we were trying to figure this all out outside, saying goodbye. Mm-hmm. There's yelling upstairs. It's coming from the house.
Oh, man.
We're like, what the fuck's going on? All of a sudden, I hear, poof. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
What?
Look up the fucking stairs. Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill's up.
Like, troubled Uncle Bill with a gun.
No.
Steps out of the house. And we just scream. I look at Jim and my two friends and our new friend Jared.
Yeah, just
and I look at them like, run, it's Uncle Bill. Like, not there's a gun. It's run. There's Uncle Bill.
Yeah, you don't even care
and
that he's got a
we
gun.
We just start booking it. Oh, we're fucking hauling ass through these people's backyards. Like their neighbors. We parked 10 houses down. Like we parked at the end of the street.
Oh, and he parks, yeah, so he
we've
parks
got an entire
way.
Like block to run through of backyards and garden mazes and like these sculptures and like shit. Each house is a like security light. So when you run past it just shines on us.
So like walking down the frozen aisle at Target.
Yeah. So we're running, all the lights are turning on. We're looking behind us and like Uncle Bill's just chasing us. Like he
wow,
hasn't
he's
shot
actually
yet.
Chasing you with
he's,
a gun.
And we're three houses away. He's like just starting to run from his house.
Did
he's
you guys
like
get a head start on him though a little bit?
Yeah, for a minute. I mean, like he took a second coming down the stairs and like we had a good house length.
Was Uncle Bill in good shape?
No.
Well, that's good.
We were lucky.
Convenient for you.
Yeah.
Guys.
So we're running and I'm like running, booking it.
Yeah.
A couple
and
houses
you're not
away.
Running faster
no.
than when somebody's chasing you
yeah, and
with
I'm,
a gun.
I'm hauling ass. I've never ran. I was like 200 something pounds. I've never ran that fast.
Just never
in
ran.
In my life. I've never ran at that point. I'm like using new muscles. I'm sweating in places I've never sweat before. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? So we're booking it, and I'm looking behind us, and I see Uncle Bill coming after. I'm like yelling. I'm like, Uncle Bill, Uncle Bill.
Oh, my God.
And then I like look over, and like I start counting heads while I'm running. I'm like, there's Jared, there's Jim, there's Tony. Where's Lando? Lando's gone. And we're just booking it. And we're like, what the fuck? What the fuck? We finally get to the car and we hop in. We're like, we can't leave Lando, but we got to go. Like, we can't leave Lando. And Lando just comes running up from like behind the house and he's just like skipping along. Like, he's so drunk.
He's already
like,
got a cigarette
he's
lit.
Like, he's like, yeah, he's got a cigarette lit. He does. He just fucking strolls up. So we're in the car and we get in there. And we're like, we got to go. We haul ass out of there. And we're like, oh shit, that was ridiculous. Jared, you can't go back there. We got to take you home.
Yeah, you guys know Jared really well now.
So we're in Farmington Hills.
You guys are best friends. We went through a lot together. Since known you for about 3 hours now.
We're in Farmington Hills, and we're like, where do you live? He's like, Ypsilanti.
What? Which I'm is like, that's like a half hour drive. So it's not a drive you want to have to go through after experiencing this. No.
And we're drunk, too.
And you're probably,
so, mind you,
probably annoying.
Hey, Jared, no, Jared was cool, actually. I think we got Jared's number.
Yeah. Jared, man, we should do this again
sometime. Yeah, I think that was what was said, because it was nuts. We were, like, laughing hysterically. Yeah. So we take Jared to Ypsilanti, we drop him off, we go home. That was the end of our night. So a couple days go by, and we texted Julie, hey, what ended up happening that night? Oh, nothing. Uncle Bill just was nuts, went to bed.
He forgot to take his meds that day. He just needed a banana.
Some low potassium.
Yeah. Exactly. See? That's true.
Yeah. He just went to bed. There was nothing really happened. Like, all right. A couple days go by, and then we're like, hey, let's hang out with them again. We hit them up.
Yeah, let's do it right next
time.
We're
like, hey, we're going to have a party. You want to come by? And she's like, oh, you didn't hear. I'm like, no, what happened? Like, oh God, I'm thinking like,
that's not good.
I'm like Bill, oh God, Bill shot her.
He's in jail or something.
Like, she's like, no, Kathy's parents got home and heard about the party. And that was the first time they ever found out she had drank.
Yeah.
So apparently they like went into the basement and found all the cans that we had hid. She cleaned up what she thought was everything.
Right.
Oh,
but you hit
cans.
Him so many
there
places.
There was probably 15 cans hidden.
Just like in the tank
and
the toilet.
And then like a half-drink fifth. So they find everything thought that she was an alcoholic.
Wow, yeah, because she's hiding booze.
And they send her to rehab.
Oh, shit.
And she missed like homecoming and like all these big events. Oh, my God. And she, we never heard from her again. We never talked to her again either. We just never really thought about it. I have no idea what happened.
Probably in rehab
I hope to God I didn't ruin. I'm a terrible person.
You may or may not
have been part of ruining somebody's life. Yeah. I hope no.
No, you saved her life.
Yeah, she may have had a problem.
Yeah, she may have, you may have been nipping in the bud there, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
By
getting her the help she needed before she realized
that she needed
help.
Yeah.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com and catch up on all the episodes you may have missed. If you don't like Podbean, you can always listen on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, so make sure you find us there. And if you haven't told your friends about One Crazy Story, make sure you do that. You can follow us on Twitter at One Crazy Story, or you can follow me at Nate Comedy. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.